This is GQDN for July the 18th. Yes, it's Monday, and boy, was it a Monday for me, but enough of that. We are brought to you by Audible and by patreon.com/thegroupquest. In today's news, we will give you some cyberpunk details, some Fall Guys gifting, news about some Crisis Core reunion. But we begin today with the interview that Ian Hezekostas has done with Wow Crendor. And that was done, I believe, up on YouTube. So look for Wow Crendor there. And they were talking about a lot of different things within Dragonflight there itself. Because I believe Wow Crendor was in the Alpha, or got invited to the Alpha. And they did talk about the Siege of Olgrimmar, and how they could use a skip, and how the classic talent trees are playing in the modern era. When they say Siege of Olgrimmar, they're talking about classic as well. So they didn't just talk about Dragonflight, but there were different things going on, such as no allied races are currently planned for Dragonflight, and dragon riding upgrades focuses on mastery over the skill and player strengthening their bond with the dragon. You can find all of this on wowhead.com. Lots of great news here, or maybe not great, maybe very interesting news. Now we go from there to a few Destructoid articles, including Apple Arcade, and they are going to delete 15 games here soon. And some of the games are Atone, Heart of the Elder Tree, Battle Sky Brigade, Harponer, Cardplex, Dead End Job, Don't Bug Me, Dreadnought, and so on and so forth. Now, there is no time table right now for deleting those games, but this is more of a move to make room for possible more games or bigger games for the platform. We shall see what happens. Now, we go into another Destructoid article, and here one of the producers has said that Crisis Core Reunion can be considered part of the Final Fantasy VII Remake project. Now, this came from Etta Kamachi on Twitter, and what she said was, quote, "Info about Crisis Core FF7 Reunion continued. They decided to make Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Remake in the middle of developing Final Fantasy VII Remake. They wanted to showcase Zack's story so those who played Final Fantasy VII Remake would be able to know more about him. Since Crisis Core was only on PlayStation Portable, they wanted to make more people to play the story. Regarding the Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Remake story and its potential changes," I translated Ketz's exact quote, "the story will basically be the same as original Crisis Core. Those who played Final Fantasy VII Remake might feel something is, quote, off, unquote, and can consider Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Remake as part of the Final Fantasy VII Remake project." So this is going to be very, very interesting on how this goes and how this game is going to be built and played, coming from a PlayStation Portable player like me, because I did play Crisis Core on my PlayStation Portable, and guess what? I enjoyed the game. That's big news, isn't it? No, it was good. Now, when it comes out, you can play it for yourself, and you can see that storyline for yourself when it does come out. There's no timeline right now that I can recall of when it comes out right now. Now, we go on to another Destructoid article. There's four of them in total, and this is the third one. Warframe's creator Digital Extremes did announce Soulframe, a new free-to-play action MMO. So, What SoulFrame's creative director Jeff Crooks said in a press release said, with SoulFrame's world-building thematic elements, we are really looking forward to go back to our childhood favorites and pull inspiration from the elaborate fantasy worlds that we fell in love with growing up. Further quote, our team is really interested in this idea of nature and humidity colliding, and we'll be exploring a lot of these themes through our own lens while playing with ideas of restoration and exploration. This does look pretty interesting, but keep in mind, this is a free-to-play game. So, you've been warned, just be careful. Now we go on to... Actually, I lied, there's only three articles. Ha ha, fooled you. And me, ha. Now we go on to Eurogamer. And they have said that PlayStation Plus Extra and Premium will have a 7-day free trial. And essentially, that will be soon. So pay attention to your PlayStation if you have one, and you will see everything that you need to see with Essential, Extra, and Premium. Okay? So that should be now, which is really a good time because Stray is now available, and a lot of the sites that we use have done some playthrough of Stray and gave their thoughts to it. So check your favorite gaming news sites, and maybe I will talk about that on the next weekly episode of Group Quest. We'll see what happens. But that was according to Eurogamer. Now we go over to Forbes, and Forbes does have some gaming news on it. And what they're saying is, for all of these Fall Guys, they have issued some free stuff because of what's going on in the shop. And what was on Reddit from DerpyDog24, and this is a direct quote from him, this new shop is a joke. Was checking out some items and it literally auto-purchased this faceplate I will never use. At least have a confirm button or something. Not even a cancel purchase button. My controller does not have any issues with stuck buttons or double pressing when not interested. So, with that, there was a bit of a reply from Fall Guys saying, hi there, thanks for your reply. Please let me correct something from your response. You have stated that this is a bug purchase and a known issue. Neither of these things is the case. The purchase was made by you, not a bug. Whether it was intentional or not, this is still the case. This is not a known issue because it is not an issue. Items cannot be bought automatically by the system. They'll always require input from the player. Again, whether it was accidental or not, you made this input and purchased the item. As per our EULA, which you agreed to, all purchases are final and will not be refunded. I apologize for any confusion that this may have caused, and hope that I have cleared this up for you. Steve, Fall Guys Player Support. Now, that was backtracked a bit via VGC.com, and what was said there was, quote, what is happening in the game is not intended, and we are actively fixing it. The customer service response was also not acceptable, and we will offer a make good for all affected. So what was the make good? Well, Fall Guys at Fall Guys Game said on Twitter, we heard your feedback on accidental purchases, and we're sorry. To make it right, we are improving the store design to prevent this. All refund requests for cosmetics from 21st June 2022 will be honored until we improve the store. We're giving everyone Grandis. So if you want Grandis for free, there you go. But that's how you get free stuff, I guess. It just takes a long time to get there. Now, Cyberpunk 2077 launch, or since that launch, the stock has dropped for CDPR. by 75%. Now, this also comes from Forbes. So, obviously, they're going to talk about stock prices. So, even though Cyberpunk has had millions of purchases through downloads or actual purchases, basically like CDs, well, the stock is now down to 25% of its original cost. It's not much to say there, but hey, it is what it is. One last thing before we go, and that is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Cowabunga Collection will go to San Diego Comic-Con. Oh boy, so what can we see there? Well, those that I believe join GameIndustry.com will be able to get some things from them. Well, actually, if they go to the Turtles place there, the Turtle Lair, the first 500 people will get a chance to win some great giveaway items, including a limited edition print of the original TMNT artwork from Kevin Eastman himself. So, there's a lot of things. The Cowabunga Collection is one of them. And if you're into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and you're in San Diego for San Diego Comic-Con, you better get there. Good stuff coming. You want to talk about good stuff? You can talk about us at groupquest.com, where you can find all our links to Audible and Patreon, of course. And also, you can find everyone on thedawnforge.com. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. By the way, go check out stackup.org as well. I've been Joe. You can find me at Joe Brums. Go play some games, people, and have fun.